Welcome to the Vending Technology Watch podcast. We're here again speaking with Lisa Leuchter, the Vice President of Snackworks in Bradenton, Florida. The last time we met, we talked about the fact that the company took a very structured approach to getting into cashless with a very, very thorough business plan. And today I want to talk a little bit about what some of the results have been to date with this introduction of the cashless program.
We started implementing at the end of January, early February, and have been obviously over those months implementing more and more pieces of equipment as time has gone by.
Okay. And how have sales performed in relation to your expectations?
Well, a typical question and a typical answer. In some cases, it has outperformed our expectations, and in some cases, it has certainly underperformed our expectations. I would say some of the locations where it has underperformed our expectations are some of the industries that we initially thought would be primary industries for cashless, but USA Technologies advised us that they weren't some of the top acceptance locations. But because we had already made a commitment to a couple of customers, we moved ahead and deployed the cashless in their machines. What we have found is closed campuses, businesses where the employees are there day in and day out, typically have the highest acceptance. The exceptions being college campuses where there's more variety of people coming on and off the campus and sports facilities. A hospital, for example, where it's a very open campus and you have a large majority of the public using the machines, in some cases hasn't performed as expected.
Okay. Can you give me any sense what percentage of customers, let's say in a well performing location, what percentage of customers are actually using the cashless?
In a well performing location, and certainly using USA Technologies information as somewhat of a benchmark, it could be 18 to 25%. We have on occasion some areas where we're up to 30%.
Mm-hmm. And do you feel that there is actually a lift in sales because of the cashless?
The one thing that we will never know is how much cash converted to cashless. That's the most difficult thing to really quantify, if you will. But I do feel we've had a lift in some sales. And additionally, the most pleasing thing, which goes to lift, is seeing multiple purchases. So with the cashless, people make two and three purchases in a single swipe of the card. And I can't speak factually, but I doubt that that was always happening when a cash was being used.
Okay. Now, did you equip the machines in locations that you were already been servicing for a while?
Correct.
Okay, so you could see some comparison.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great. Now, do your cashless readers accept all major debit and credit cards?
Currently, the only thing that is not accepted is MasterCard debit.
Are most of the purchases credit or debit?
Roughly what USA Technology told us from the outset holds true. The majority, say 70% of the purchases, maybe even higher than that, because I haven't really been that concerned with that information yet, have been Visa. And the majority of those have been debit.
Mm-hmm. About how long does it take for the people at the location to start using the cashless option?
Generally, it's been immediate.
Okay.
Even if it's a small trickle at the beginning and builds over time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can the cashless readers accept contactless payments?
Yes, the cashless readers we chose to install do accept contactless.
Okay. And any sense as to what portion of the purchases are contactless?
No, I just don't have that information available to me.
All right, Lisa, thank you very much. That was a very informative session. The next time we meet, we'll talk about the company's approach to introducing a two-tier pricing program with cashless and cash acceptance.